girls. Thinking about this little thing called the tongue. It is such a small little body part, but man, it can be used in so many different ways. And it can bring sometimes a lot of fun and laughter, but then it also can bring a lot of hurt. And I was reading Proverbs 12:18. It says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." And I was just thinking about that for a little bit, that sometimes this little thing, man, it can definitely cause some issues, and we can use it in a sharp kind of way, or like I said, it can be used in a healing kind of way. And just a second of restraint with that little thing can save a lot of regret. I know a few months back, I walked into a restaurant and I walked into a situation between a cashier and a customer, and they were just at it. They were having some words and just a big disagreement. I'm not even sure really what it was about, but I asked God. I was like, "God, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to step in? What do I need to do?" And so God gave me some words, and so I was able to share with the customer and the cashier. And after a little bit, things began to settle. Things were a little better. And I ended up even buying the gentleman's breakfast, probably the best $2.50 I'd spent that whole day. But how sometimes just with the tongue, our sharpness and the way we come across can be so hurtful. And it can just do a lot of damage. And so, you know, my prayer is that you girls this week coming up will use it for healing. And I know it's hard, because when you have something on your mind or you're trying to get your point across, sometimes it's hard to keep our little mouth shut. That little thing wants to keep going. But I remember hearing a lady not too long ago, she says, "Fire can't be put out till you grab a bucket of water." And I thought, wow, that really applies to our tongue situation, because we can either just ignite that thing where that thing's going to explode, where we grab the gas can instead and we just blah, 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 just getting our point across and we're going to make sure we are heard, or are we going to be the ones who honestly grab the bucket of water and say, "You know what? I'm going to use this time as a healing time, and I'm going to throw water on this situation, not the gas on this situation." I know our tongue, it's a mighty little thing and it carries a lot of power, but we have the choice. We honestly have the choice to decide how we're going to use it for the day. So I am praying for you girls for the upcoming week that, first of all, you choose to grab the bucket of water, not the gas can. We don't want things to explode. We want things to be calm. And I just pray that verse over you as well, that your tongue will bring healing to many situations this week and weeks to come. I love you girls. Y'all have a great day.